In Central Africa this weekend, more than 180 people were massacred at a United Nations refugee camp in Burundi. Those killed, mainly women and children, were ethnic Tutsis who'd fled fighting in the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. The attack threatens to further destabilize a region that's been struggling to end years of widespread violence. The UN Security Council met today in emergency session on Burundi. We're joined by René Lemarchand, an emeritus professor at the University of Florida at Gainesville and the author of Burundi, Ethnic Conflict and Genocide. I asked him about a group called the National Liberation Forces, which claimed responsibility for Friday's massacre.
Well, you know, the FNL is one of the most radical Hutu groups in Burundi. This is the only Hutu faction that has not joined the peace process, and it's every indication suggests that they are involved in this horrific killing that took place. There's one point that needs to be clarified, however, and that is that they were probably assisted by elements coming from the Congo, and these are probably Mai Mai guerrillas.
Well, in fact, survivors of this attack say that just before the raid, leaflets appeared that warned refugees to leave or face attacks by a coalition of militants from Burundi and Rwanda and Congo. And the leaflets said that these militants want to fight what they call Tutsi colonization in the region. Can you explain what's happening here?
Well, what's happening is that the ethnic Tutsi in the Congo are seen as foreigners, they're seen as intruders, as people who simply do not belong to the Congo. Moreover, a group of ethnic Tutsi were responsible for this mutiny that broke out in the Congolese provincial capital of Bukavu last June. And it is after they regained control of Bukavu that tens of thousands of ethnic Tutsi living in the Congo decided to seek refuge in Burundi.
Well, Burundi's president has claimed the attackers did come from neighboring Congo and warned he might retaliate. Do you fear there could be some cross-border conflict?
I think that it's still too early to tell what's going to happen. Much will depend on the capacity of the Burundi government to calm down the situation and try to find a way of restoring a modicum of stability to the country. This happens at a particularly critical time because Burundi is on the eve of elections, and there has been a major disagreement between the Hutu and Tutsi factions as to how power should be shared. So this is going to throw a monkey wrench into the talks that have been going on as to how power should be distributed between the two factions.
We have just marked the 10-year anniversary of the Rwandan genocide, when Hutu militants killed more than 500,000 ethnic Tutsis and some moderate Hutus. And here we have these same groups continuing to fight. Would you say this latest violence is an aftershock, if you will, somehow related to that conflict a decade ago?
Yes, but only in the sense that the Rwanda genocide has inflamed feelings between ethnic Tutsi in the Congo and other groups. So that there is a continuity, historical continuity over time, in the ethnic conflict going on Rwanda, Burundi, and the Congo. And the thing that you have to understand here is that whenever you have an ethnic crisis in one country, it has immediate repercussions in the neighboring state. There's been this back-and-forth movement of refugees, and these refugees have acted as vectors of ethnic enmities, both in Burundi as well as in the Congo and Rwanda, of course.
René Lemarchand is an emeritus professor at the University of Florida at Gainesville. Thank you very much.